This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Galway player, I take it just so many ladies have begged you to run away with them throughout the course of your life, no?
All the time.
No, I can only imagine. Well, look, as you know, my name's Chris.
When you run in one direction and that's the way.
Hey, that's good. Man, you're dropping bombs all over the place tonight.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Of course, this wonderful woman, as you know, is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us on the show, as you might also know, is friend of the show and, in my opinion, Ireland's top dating expert. I would nearly say one of Europe's top dating experts.
Chris, now relax.
The Galway player is on the phone with us. Now, the Galway player, he is a player. You know, he's very successful with the ladies. He has a very successful website, which is galwayplayer.com. He has a massive following on Twitter. If you go on at Galway player, I mean, tens of thousands of followers at this point. And of course, he also is a published author. His book is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. And Galway player, you come on every week and you give us advice. You give the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players such as yourself. But I always say it, ladies, it's not a wasted experience, because everything this man is saying, you can listen to, you can pick up on it, and then you have the opposing team's, you know, dressing room chat, so to speak. You know what I mean? This is not a wasted experience for anyone. But, Galway player, what is this thing I've seen you doing on Twitter? This yes or mess hashtag thing. What are you at now? What's going on?
Well, you know, like, I love to give back. I've had an amazing life. I have great fun. So I've decided, through talking to other bloggers and people like that and seeing women on nights out, that there is a major issue when it comes to fashion in this country. A lot of girls are genuinely struggling with what they're wearing out. Absolutely terrible. And you feel sorry.
Oh, is that right?
Like, oh, really?
Did you get dressed in the dark? Honestly, swear to God. So, what I have done is, you know, two of yourselves were going on about Snapchat and you seem to be enjoying it. Chris, you're particularly good. Kira, you haven't added me or accepted me yet, but
wow.
We won't go there.
Yeah,
but, I have a Galway player Snapchat now. And the service that I'm offering, free of charge, is that girls can send me photos of themselves before they head out.
Don't do it. Sometimes
girls aren't sure about what they're wearing and they ask the friends, and the friends are always going to say, oh, you look gorgeous, you look amazing, you know, whatever. They're going to like, they don't want to hurt the friends' feelings. But I don't.
Well, you're right in that,
that
sense, Galway player. You might not always get the most honest appraisal from your friends. That is true.
This
I agree. Yeah.
And then there's nothing worse than the friend going out and everyone else talking about them. Oh my God, I can't believe she wore that. But they hadn't the balls to tell them that. So what I am saying is that girls can send me the pictures, and they have been doing so. Got a lot earlier this evening, got a few yesterday. So people have been adding me on Snapchat, just Galway player, and they send me a message. Now, I'm never going to screenshot it. And can I just say one thing? Less of the naked photos. Some of you, those two or three girls, lovely earlier, but that's not the point. I'm really busy and I'm just trying to help
Course. You don't want distractions like naked photos of women when you're trying to work. I hear you.
Exactly. Yeah. This, you know, I'm trying to provide a service here. No one else in the country doing this, no one else in the world that I'm aware of, providing such a good and genuine and sincere service. Like, I'm not looking for anything out of this. You know.
That's so noble of you.
Yeah.
No, I get you.
To be a nice guy.
This is like your pro bono work.
Really, really dubious. The thing about fashion is everybody has a different fashion style. Everybody has a different fashion sense. And people are comfortable in what they wear and want to wear themselves. So I don't know who made you the lord and jury of what people should wear out. And I would honestly urge girls out there who are contemplating sending you a photo on Snapchat not to.
What would you have to say to that, Galway player?
There's an awful lot of people in this country, and the only place they have taste is in their mouth.
But like, it's so subjective to an individual. Like, Chris might like what I'm wearing. I mightn't like what Chris is wearing. But if Chris is comfortable in it and wants to wear it, well, then go for it.
If Chris is comfortable in it, he won't be sending you the picture. This is for when people are unsure of what they're wearing. And often we look at ourselves in the mirror and go, not 100%. And then your friend comes in, oh my God, you look gorgeous. So you're going to wear that because, you know, they have given you the thumbs up. But sometimes they're just saying that to hurry you up. A lot of times boyfriends aren't looking. Does my arse look big in this? Girls do ask that. What boyfriend is ever going to say yes? This guy here is going to say yes. If your hole looks like Kim Kardashian and you're not able to carry it off, I'll tell you, okay?
Galway player. I hear you. I mean, you're just trying to help. I get that. You're trying to...
I think that sounds really mean.
But it's in the long run, everyone is benefiting. This is what I'm saying. Clothes shops, these people need... You know, people are often working on commission and will try and sell something to anyone. But realistically, often you're doing more damage in the long run. You should be given... People are coming up with a tight pair of jeans of mutton tops pouring out over them. It's a girlfriend. Listen, that is not going to work on you. You fellas will be running a mile. What you need to do is wear this. It's going to make you accentuate your curves. You're going to look better in it. You'll feel more confident. Guys,
but who made you gawk on like? And can lads send you photos?
Absolutely, yes, definitely. But I'm obviously pitching for ladies. But guys can as well. Listen, I've been elevated to the position of probably the top male blogger in the country at the minute. Oh. One of the top fashion bloggers in the country. You know, I'm the king of male bloggers. So Sumi, Pippa, Joanna Larrabee, Erica, you know, Retroflame, all these kind of girls.
They all acknowledge your brilliance.
On a regular basis. And they're like, dude, you are smashing it weekly. So, you know, I always look good myself. Well, tell girls when they look well as well. My friends have been doing this for ages because they know I'm the one that will be honest with them. I was at a fashion show recently trying to get a nice photo of my good friend Laura Fox. She was the MC. Couldn't get a decent photo. She was going to look cack in the mall because the head in her when she was talking. So I just took an old picture of her from Twitter and put that up because she's a pretty girl, but I didn't want her to look like a troll up on the stage there.
That was very good of you, in fairness, Guy.
See, that's deep down. I'm such a nice guy.
But look, you two, I mean, we'll always get into an argument, but there you go. What is your Snapchat Galway player? Just Galway player, is it?
Yes, just search Galway player.
There you go. Add him by username. Look at me getting the Snapchat lingo, I tell you. I must add you, Galway player. I didn't know you were doing that. I must get on there. I might even seek some of your fashion advice myself. But look, as well as that, you come on every week and you tell us about all of the world of dating. I mean, you're a philosopher when it comes to dating. You're an academic when it comes to dating. What kind of knowledge do you have to spread with us this week?
Okay, well, I've been thinking an awful lot about the future dating. You know, you'd be flicking through Tinder there and you're going, you know, like if someone telling your older friends about Tinder and they're like, what the hell is this? And things have moved on a lot. And I'm wondering, when I'm their age, what am I going to think, what the hell is this? As in, how is dating going to evolve in the next few years? And I think there are huge changes on the horizon, okay? We're in caveman, prehistoric times when it comes to the potential that is in the world of online dating.
No, I agree with you. I think there's even more evolution to go. I really do.
Hope not.
Yeah, it's scary, but no, I think there is.
Well, I'm actually kind of worried about it. I think Kira's going to be happy. So basically, what we have at the minute, we have these dating sites, and the matches are based on, basically, with Tinder, it's just a photograph, but with the more traditional ones, it's a long list of questions that nobody answers truthfully. You know, if these dating sites were all accurate, every girl in Ireland, it does nothing but work out and spend time with their friends and their family and love cooking. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. So what I'm saying is that the next leap, going from the traditional dating sites that we have, the next core that's going to be producing, or element that's going to be producing dating sites, is going to be Facebook, okay?
It'll
be
Facebook. You think it's going to be integrated through things like Facebook?
See, what's going to happen is the algorithms that Facebook has and the way that it is taking information on board from you every time you click and watch a video or add a friend or stuff like that, it is finding out more and more about you and storing all this. So it's coming to a point where Facebook now knows more about us than we know about ourselves. Okay?
Do you not see there's something massively wrong with that?
Well, this is I find this very interesting from a, you know, philosophical point of view. The find your friends, you know how these pop up on Facebook? I know neither of you are on Facebook at the moment, but there's a thing on it where it's a suggested friends, and it's uncanny the way it can pick people that you may have known years ago and stuff like that. The Irish government a few years ago tried to get Facebook to reveal how they used or what mechanic they used to get this, because they were worried about the kind of information that it had on you to be able to find people. Like, I know for a fact people have created email addresses and set up fake accounts, and it still is able to suggest friends that they actually genuinely are friends with. So what it's using is algorithms to get more information on you. So what I'm saying is, in the past, ask you a few questions about yourself. Are you adventurous? Yes, really. You sit at home watching soaps every night of the week. No, you're not adventurous. So basically, it was our own lies that it was using initially. Now, I think it's going to move on to something like Facebook, right? But then, going down the line, I think it's going to expand even further.
Yes.
We're living in an era of dating quantity. But in the future, sadly, it's going to be dating quality.
Isn't that horrible? Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Go ahead, player, though. I have to say, purely from a scientific point, I agree with what you're saying. Often, if you fill out a questionnaire, the questionnaire is subject to your own lies about yourself. It's subject to your own projections. It's subject to a lot of things. Algorithms are never wrong because they're going off exactly what you click on, exactly what you look up, exactly your taste in music based on your Spotify streams, exactly what kind of films you watch, how long you spend watching them, your lifestyle. Algorithms aren't going to lie to you, and they are going to give you a better match, I would say 99% of the time, than a questionnaire will, because
what does that mean? What's a better match? Just because you're into the same music or the same sport or into the same lifestyle doesn't mean that you're compatible by any means or will have chemistry.
Oh, that's true.
My hope for dating in the future is that everyone's going to take a step back from online and start talking to each other and start perfecting the art of conversation again and actually start caring.
Pretty sure.
I'm not saying that, whatever about you, Guy Player. I actually do find the whole thing exasperating. I find it really sad, and I find it potentially relationship ending instead of relationship starting, if you know what I mean.
The current system that we have, I agree with you there, that if you are looking for a sincere relationship, then it is a disaster. For the likes of me, that's riding and sliding. It is geared towards the 4 F's dating methodology.
What is that?
Find them, fool them, fuck them, forget them.
Oh, God, please. Okay. What a horrible way
to look at dating. I have been at a couple of weddings where people have met online, and I know of three weddings that are happening in the next year and a half where the people paid on a dating site, and that's where they met each other. So I'm not saying that it doesn't work.
And years ago, it used to be, socially unacceptable to be saying that you were. But what I'm saying is that, and now lots of my friends have met online, and it's fantastic. What I'm saying is that the future, down the line, I think our phones are actually going to be the biggest thing in determining our relationships. The stuff that we look on there is the truest version of who we are.
True.
So the data contained in that, what they're saying is, and there's scientific research out there, and there's research going on, that there's going to be an almighty data source.
True. This is actually happening. I know this sounds like tinfoil hat stuff. Do you know that a lot of websites now are owned by the same people? So as in, if you're on Facebook, right, and then you, and I'm not being funny, you click onto Pornhub, okay, and you watch a video on Pornhub, the same computer is tracking you on both things. Imagine a person watching you go into both shops on the same street.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. People don't realize that. Most websites now are owned by a few select massive groups of people. They're watching everything you do on the internet. They're like, oh, that phone, which is logged into I Am Kira King's Twitter, looked up how to buy drugs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just as a hypothetical. People don't realize this. It's terrifying. And this is what's happening.
Yeah.
So you're dead right, Galway player.
So what's going to happen now in the future is dates are actually going to be based on millions of different data
points. I get you. Absolutely.
Not that you both like rom-coms. Genetically, they're going to be able to source information on you. They will have information on every single aspect of your past, your mentality, your likes, every single thing like that. So they are going to be bringing people together. There's potential to create a master race here.
Okay, do you know what? That's it now.
There
I've heard enough.
That's a good idea. That's actually a great idea.
It hasn't worked in the past and it's not going to work in the future.
It's going to work this time. Last time there was a few teething issues.
Do you know what, Chris? That's it now. I've heard it all.
All right, okay. Look, Goy player, I hear what you're saying. I do. I get you. I mean, I think that it is certainly going one direction. I think that you're dead right in the sense that there is so much tracking that goes on now on the internet. People don't realize that all of these websites are owned by the same people.
Here's a crazy idea. Why doesn't everybody get offline and actually go out
and meet people? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Anyway.
What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Go ahead, player. It was a pleasure as always. I mean, I think we've learned a lot. I think we've all become a little more paranoid and jaded about how human interactions go, which is always nice. But look, your Twitter is at Galway Player, okay? Your Twitter is at Galway Player. Your website's galwayplayer.com. And of course, you are on Snapchat now. Very exciting stuff. So your Snapchat is just simply Galway Player, am I right?
Yes. And Periscope, obviously, anyone that was following me earlier would
have
seen.
Are you using Periscope as well?
Yeah, yeah. I was on earlier watching Punk My Ride on TG Car. We had a lot of fun with that. Periscope is great crack as well. I think it's probably going to overtake Snapchat going forward, but at the time being, Snapchat is incredibly popular, so I'm going to, you know, ride the crest of that wave for a while. You know me, I'll hop on any bandwagon.
Hey, look, man, I tell you though, what terrifies me about Periscope is the fact that I could press one button by accident on my phone and it's streaming live video. That's literally it, isn't it? Oh, no way. I'm not getting that on my phone. Hell no. All right, well, look, Galway player, thank you as always, and we will chat to you soon.
Pleasure as always.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.